Voice of Business presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, sponsored by Fidelity Bank. And coming up, the conversation between Chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi, and Tim McMahon. Tim McMahon is the Executive Director of Catholic Charities in Worcester. Tim joined Catholic Charities about 4 years ago after working in state government for over 25 years, and with locations throughout Central Mass, Catholic Charities provides many services to those in need, and through this work provides a network of much-needed care throughout the region. And now to talk to Tim, here is the Chairman and CEO of Fidelity Bank, Ed Manzi.
Hey, good morning, Hank. Thank you very much for having us on today. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I just wanted to just get right into the conversation. I know that, as Hank mentioned, you've been with the organization for 40 years, but it has a much longer history than that, providing essential support and services to people in need. I guess I'm curious, you know, when you're on the front lines of this pandemic, where have you seen the biggest impact since, I guess, March when this all started, of Catholic Charities work?
Well, we've seen it in a number of areas, Ed. I think the area that we really felt it right away is the way in which we do business. We have 13 programs and a staff of about 300 folks, many of whom are providing direct care services. We run a recovery program for men, for women. We have a transitional housing program. And so the way in which they do business changed right out of the gate, you know, with social distancing. The men and women weren't able to go out to AA meetings. So it really changed this, just the way we conducted everyday operations. In terms of where we really saw the impact in the community is in our four regional offices, which all have food banks. Early on, we saw about a 300% increase in the need for food. In Worcester and Leominster, that's scaled back a bit. We're probably up by 200% pre-COVID. Folks are coming in now for rent, for help with rent and utilities. And then for clothing, kids going back to school, because a lot of people, as you know, weren't working or working less than they had been. And so the reliance on certainly our regional offices has really increased. I think the most troubling part early on is people are scared and they just needed someone to talk to. The folks that work in our regional offices, they provide comfort to people. They meet with them. They let them know everything's going to be okay. They had to distance themselves and weren't able to do that. So that was a real challenge for staff in keeping them optimistic, because they weren't able to provide what they normally provide to folks. I think something that was really telling, Ed, was we had folks coming into food banks that own their own homes, a few own their own businesses, somewhere I'd imagine that they never thought they'd be. And here they were waiting in line at a food bank to get food. And so the effect was really profound, both internally and externally. So I think that's kind of what we saw over certainly since it started in March. And right away, we saw that impact.
I mean, that resonates with me, just, paying attention to local, regional, even national news about the need for food, basic staples. It's been extraordinary. And, thank God you are there with your volunteers and your staff to make that happen. I mean, the backbone of so much of the work that you do is through these four emergency service offices, and maybe you can tell the listeners what kind of services are provided there in addition to the food. So, because I know eventually we'll get back to a world where, the face-to-face support will be able to be done safely. And I think your reference to the emotional support that people need is so, so important. But right. Maybe I'll let you talk a little bit about the what kind of services are provided and where the four sites are.
Okay. Before I even talk about that, Ed, I have to say the support from the community, both financially and through volunteerism, has really been incredible, and we couldn't have done it without that. Fidelity Bank and so many others have supported us financially and through volunteers that it's allowed us the ability to help those that come to us. So that has really been pretty inspiring from where I sit to watch that going on. We have four regional offices. We have one in Worcester, we have one in Leominster, we have one in Southbridge, and we have one in Milford. Each of these locations have food, clothing, limited assistance for rent and utilities and case management. And then the staff works hard to find resources that help folks become self-sufficient, whether that be classes at Quinsigamond Community College, CNA training, those types of things. And that was also, the ability to do that has also been stymied because, of course, those classes aren't being offered at the same volume that they were, so that's a challenge. And the folks that work in the regional offices, they really are the backbone of Catholic Charities. They're the people that, you know, are going to the community meetings, trying to find solutions for homelessness, COVID release, domestic violence, those sort of things. I mean, out of Worcester, they're delivering groceries to families who have all been affected with COVID. You know, so they're dropping food off on their doorstep. So they're really, they're the core of Catholic Charities, really, and the front lines that are out there and providing so many services to, frankly, people who have nowhere else to turn.
I mean, you think about that response in the under a time of crisis like this, that's inspiring. I mean, the financial support, you know, you mentioned, you know, we're happy to be involved. I mean, there's something so special about the work you're doing, but so many others. And then they're given the gift of time. And, you know, I my mother used to have this quote that she would say, it's a great life if you don't weaken. And, you know, people are not weakening. They're getting stronger here. They're pulling together. They're individually getting more resilient. The community is getting stronger and tougher. So when we come out of this, I mean, I think we're all going to be better and stronger for it. But you guys, you know, speaking of being stronger, I mean, you've grown 35% since you've been there. I mean, there's obviously a big need, and you've mobilized a lot of resources to respond. How do you see that going forward?
Well, we grew in a couple of areas. One is we opened a women's recovery program, a six-month women's recovery program, in Leominster, an area of the state that, I mean, first of all, women are very underserved. Secondly, there's really virtually no resources for them in northern Worcester County. So we opened that back in October. It's done incredibly well. We have 16 beds full. We have a waiting list. We have a pretty high graduation rate. So we're really excited about that. We also had a 12-bed transitional housing program up on Granite Street across from Holy Name that was not in good shape. We sold that property. We bought, interestingly enough, the former convent at St. Stephen's, completely renovated it. We now have a 16-bed transitional housing program with an ADA bedroom. So that has gone well, and it's just, you know, putting folks into a place that we can restore some dignity. You know, I think that we will expand a little more in the substance use, which was, frankly, the pandemic prior to COVID, you know. And so we run a six-month men's recovery program called the Crozier House. We have about 30 beds. We're increasing that by another 6 beds. And we have a property that we're in the process of renovating to have 8 beds for 3/4 for the folks who graduated from our program or others that still need some type of support, albeit not as restrictive as when they're in an actual program. And then I think we're going to potentially add another 20 beds to that over at our Hammond Street property. So we'll have a 50-bed men's recovery program. And like I said, there was a tremendous need before COVID for those services. And I would argue that, you know, some of the information that we're receiving is that it's becoming sort of an even greater problem under the radar during this COVID, substance use and addiction and that sort of thing. So I think we're going to be pretty aggressive in expanding that program.
Well, you know, as a financial partner of yours, your banking partner, we are so humbled to be part of this. And, you know, you're familiar with our life design banking approach, trying to help, you know, organizations like yourself make, you know, get the clarity they need to make good decisions and go forward with confidence. And I know that we work together on the PPP loan program. And, you know, so people sometimes don't think of an organization like yours as a business, but it's run, it needs revenue and it's managing expenses and needs to serve its mission. So, you know, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be part of that and help. And we only have a few seconds left here, so maybe the most important thing I can have you end with is, if people who are listening want to support the Catholic Charities and the important work that you're doing, how can they get involved either financially or with their time?
Well, I think there's two things going on right now. One is the bishops, we do a Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner where we go out and deliver meals to 3,000 people on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. We could use financial support for that, but as equally important is we could use volunteers to help us deliver those meals. The second thing that we're working on is a Christmas toy drive. We have about 800 requests for children throughout the county. We have 300 in Worcester proper. We have gifts for about 150 kids now. So, you know, we're really scratching and clawing trying to get that additional 150 gifts, whether it be gift cards or toys or whatever. You can only imagine at waking up on Christmas morning and Santa didn't come to your house. So that's something we're really putting a lot of time and effort in to ensure that, you know, every kid wakes up with a toy that asks for one.
Just say call, or is there a website they should go visit?
They can go on our website, Catholic Charities Worcester County. They can call whatever way they feel most comfortable. But stop by with gifts on Hammond Street or whatever the case may be. But we will gladly take any assistance you can provide to us.
Well, hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks for sharing all the great work you're doing, and keep it up, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your staff and all the folks at Catholic Charities. And Hank, back to you. Thank you very much.
Ed, thank you very much. And CEO Ed Manzi of Fidelity Bank speaking with Tim McMahon, the Executive Director of Catholic Charities in Worcester, here on Voice of Business, presented by the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce.